Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. Help us to understand your word. Help me to teach your word, rightly dividing the word of truth. Lord, help us on today. Bless us by the reading and hearing of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's go back to John chapter 8. We are concluding John chapter 8, and we're starting today with verse 48. It's quite a bit of reading, so let's get started. Verse 48 says, "Then answered the Jews and said unto Jesus, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and has a devil?" Now, the Pharisees are still having this dialogue with Jesus. They're having a dialogue back and forth. Jesus is explaining to him who he is, and he's also telling them who they are. And remember, verse 44, he tells the Pharisees, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a liar from the beginning." So now they're saying to him that, "Jesus, we have said well," means they've been talking about Jesus, and they said, "He's a Samaritan," meaning it's an offense, not that he is a literal Samaritan. I believe that's not what they're saying there. What they are saying there is that they considered Samaritans to be dogs. Samaritans were a mixed breed of people. They were partly Jews, partly pagan, of pagan descent, and the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans and did not like the Samaritans. And so they are offending him here, and then they tell him, "And you have a demon. We've said well that there's something wrong with you." And so in verse 49, Jesus answered, "I have not a devil, I have not a demon, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me." So he's been explaining to him who he was. He explained several chapters ago to the Pharisees and the people of Jerusalem that "I and the Father are one." He explained that, and so he's continuing with the same thought of explaining to them that he has come from the Father. And he's saying in verse 49 that "my Father honoreth me, but you dishonor me." Verse 50, "And I seek not my own glory. There's one that seeketh and judgeth." He said, "I'm not seeking my own glory, but God seeketh glory, and he seeketh worship." Back with, I remember in John chapter 4 with the Samaritan woman, Jesus said, "God seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth." And so Jesus is saying, there is one that seeketh glory, and he also judgeth. God judgeth. He says in verse 51, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my words, he shall never see death." Then said the Jews unto him, "Now we know that thou art a demon. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself?" So they're saying, "Oh, we got you now, Jesus. We know that you're possessed. Are you saying that you're greater than our father Abraham, and the prophets are dead, and Abraham is dead, and you're saying if a man keep your words, he shall never taste of death? Ha ha, we got you. We caught you." But let's look on. So it says in verse 54, Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God." So Jesus is saying, my Father honors me, and you have told me that God is your Father. God is my Father. And if you, he said before, if you know God, you would love me. But you're saying that he's your God, but you dishonor me. Verse 55, "Yet ye have not known him, you have not known God, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you." He hits him again. "You are a liar. You are of your father, the devil." And I'm going to remind you again, you are a liar. Now, it says, it continued in verse 55, "But I know him and keep his sayings, keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Verse 57, then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now that word, I am, or that phrase, those two words, I am, has significance. Let's go back over to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus. In Exodus 3, let's read verse 13 and 14. It says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Now, this is when Moses, when God revealed to Moses who he was in the burning bush, and he is telling Moses, I have a calling for you, and I'm going to send you forth to deliver my people. And Moses is asking God, who should I say sent me? What is the name that I shall give them? Verse 14, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. I am has sent me unto you. So that is a significant phrase there, because they know, the Jews know, that that is related to God. And that word I am is ego emi, I believe in the Hebrew, which means eternal, the existed one, the self-existed one, the eternal one. And so Jesus is saying to them, I am, which that means that he's saying, I am God. And in verse 59, they up stones to cast at him, to cast at Jesus. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So he just revealed to them again, I am God. And so they're like, this is blasphemy. And they took stones up to stone him. But Jesus slipped out of their midst. Now, I want to go back to John chapter 3. Because Jesus has been having this dialogue with the Pharisees. Now, in John chapter 3, there was a Pharisee by the name of Nicodemus. And I want to remind us of something that Nicodemus said. In chapter 3 of John, verse 1 and 2, it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, meaning teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He was a Pharisee. He said, we know that you are a teacher come from God, because no man can do these things except God be with him. So when you go over to John chapter 8 and they're still debating with Jesus about who he is, they know he came from God, but they are not desiring to acknowledge it because of what Jesus is saying. So they know who he is, but they don't want to accept it. We're going to talk more about that on tomorrow. Please join me on The Word in Me. God bless you.